Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at
TNTRadioEmpire.com. So that last, the advertiser anymore, the countdown, since was playing. We're talking about boozing yesterday.
Yeah, it's time for blast off now.
And I boozed.
Strap it.
And I boozed. It was beautiful here in our city yesterday. It was like 54 degrees And when you go through a winter, that feels like 65, you know?
Yeah.
So usually my wife and I'll get something to eat on a Wednesday. But yeah, this week's all messed up anyway. I said, hey, you know what? It's going to be like 14. Now it's like 14 degrees outside.
Generally, I try to eat every week now.
Yeah, that's true. But I'll eat once a week. I drink every day.
Okay.
It's not a good plan. No, so I went out and got some booze had some food. But I was tossing and turning in the middle of the night, not realizing what day it was. What day is it?
Oh, it's
quick.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Yeah,
told you.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't realize
it feels like Tuesday.
I thought it was Thursday for some reason. I thought we'd already done two shows, but I also thought it was Thursday.
No, we only did one show yesterday.
I know, and today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, some guy's alarm's going off right now. He's saying, shut up. Shut up.
Did you do one in your head on Monday?
I did. I had a radio dream Monday night.
Oh.
Or everything. We don't play records, obviously. Radio people understand this. Usually have dreams about music running out. But my dreams are basically I can't find a sound effect, or a guest is on. We don't know who they are. Those kind of crazy things.
Or Craig runs out of stories.
Craig.
That dream.
Or somebody's sleeping, that kind of stuff.
You're having a nightmare about not being able to find the fart clip.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, sweating. Then I wake up and go, ooh, I know where the fart clip is.
It's got to be a relief.
That didn't. And by the way, that sounds. I know you made a joke there, but that's actually pretty much what it is. I can't find a fart clip or something like that. But the weird part is when you do a dream about radio, and you just do a show in the dream, and it's just a regular show, and then you wake up and realize that didn't happen.
Oh, it's great.
Then you got to go in and do a real one.
Yeah, but
I think I just did one. We should record that one in my head sometime.
That'd be bad.
Shows we do here are generally better than the ones I dream about.
Okay.
It's always something bad.
Oh, really? Okay, good.
There's always something bad going wrong.
That's for sure.
Yeah, if I have a work dream, it's a catastrophic work dream.
Right. I wrote something down. I wrote...
Is Craig at the bottom of the stack?
I wrote drunk. All right.
No, generally think something is broken and you two are losing your minds and I can't fix it.
Well, that happens in real life, too.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. See?
And then it's 8:30.
That happened earlier.
But in this case, it was
hot in here.
Was it actually catastrophic?
Oh, it varies from, I've come in on a Monday morning and they've rearranged the entire studio and nobody told me. And I know that you two are going to show up and flip out and I got to figure out how to fix it in an hour.
Well, once again, that's not even, that's happened.
I know. So that's why I dream about it.
That's actually happened.
Hey, you're not dreaming. You're just remembering.
Right. LD put together a couple, I guess, two more TikToks. I just saw that. It's on the TikTok, our Todd and Tyler TikToks out there.
Start racking them up.
Yeah. On the bits there. Those little bits from the show there.
6 cents last week.
Did anybody? Nice. No, we didn't make any money.
Oh, we didn't?
We had to have like 100,000 followers on TikTok to begin with or something like that. Some crazy thing. And the kids are into the TikTok thing. I had it right here, Craig. Oh, did anybody have Andre Talley?
No.
Okay. Fashion icon Andre Talley.
No one had Mr. Talley.
Dead at 73, right?
Yeah.
And no reason how he died?
Well, didn't look into it.
There's a reason, but we don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. But nobody had him. Okay. Kept his sickness to himself. Good for him. Piss off the Deadpoolers. Yeah. All right. So we're done with all the Deadpool names, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
For now.
All right. Valerie Bertinelli, is that tomorrow?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Who?
Valerie
Bertinelli. Bertinelli.
Hilarious. Yeah.
You're just being a prick, man. You're just being a prick.
Three minutes in.
He made a mistake.
I know. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Nick. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Only when you do it, because you got a stuttering problem. Stammering, whatever.
Stammering idiot.
You don't make fun
is
of
is what I hear.
Todd
from someone across the room.
Todd called you a stammering idiot one day, right?
Just the once.
Man. One day. One day. Good job there.
You should go talk to elementary school, which is a place where kids have trouble speaking, you know?
Yeah, that'll help them.
Well, because you can tell, you know, when Biden does it, Biden stutters. He goes, hey, listen, I'm the president of the United States, and I stutter. I'm Craig Evans. I do news on the radio, who Josh Blue thinks is hilarious that you stutter and you do news on the radio.
He'll be here next
month. Josh Blue. You can't yell back
at
Josh Blue.
He has room to laugh at everyone.
Oh, he just laughs hardcore.
He has room to laugh.
Yeah, he's allowed to. He's allowed to pick on anybody. And he does.
He takes full advantage of that.
He does take full advantage of that. Yeah.
You can't blame him.
Taking advantage of his affliction to make fun of other people. That's not fair.
The problem for Craig is, though, I mean, there's a school for blind kids and one for deaf kids. Right. There's no school for stammering idiots.
No, that's true.
It's not a concentrated audience.
Yeah, they don't call him that anymore either. You used to have that. You know, in the 1950s, the Midwestern Plain School for stammering idiots.
For stammering idiots.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. It became un-PC in like the 60s, I think, to call them stammering idiots. But Craig remembers that. He was a toddler, and they called you stammering
idiots. Was there an uproar when they changed that name?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Canceled.
Was that near the orphanage in Oklahoma?
Yeah, speaking of that, I saw the beginning of the, I watched the beginning of the Steeler game, and then I started fading after the 7-0. And you still get that racist chant going. Nah, the big tomahawk drum and everything.
Yeah,
that's really racist. That's
how
really
they
racist,
you know, lead the broadcast.
I know. They led the broadcast with that, too.
It's not a good look.
No, not after like the Indians are changing the name, the Guardians, the Redskins got rid of theirs. I've always said the Chiefs, I think, is a little different, but it's not a good look. It's not.
You would think the networks at least would.
The networks. You think the
just,
networks, yeah.
You know, wait a minute.
Wait for don't show the big drum.
Yeah.
Right.
I hear more and more
like
people that could probably do without that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't do that on the social media, though.
Oh, no.
Chief fans.
Cancel culture.
Yeah.
Lighten up, Chiefs fans.
No, I didn't realize how prevalent that was down there until we went to that wedding, and it just broke out spontaneously multiple times throughout the night.
You know, that is crazy because I understand. Yeah. I understand. You know,
in the summer
around here, they'll play the serious song because the Huskers walk out to that. But that's not a racist song; it's just a song. So at weddings, you'll hear the serious song.
Not racist, just lame.
Or Go Big Red or whatever like that. That's fine. But you'll hear that breaking out
slow,
at weddings.
Slow.
But you're right. The racist chief one is crazy, and they'll probably break out again. They'll probably show it this week too, because they're home again.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Right. How you doing, Mr. Evans?
Great.
Yeah.
Great, 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 great.
All right.
So I see, looking into the movies, into theaters, mm-hmm. Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, love him.
He's got a deal in development with Fox for a musical drama series. Deadline says that he's lending his creative and musical voice to the new series 13 Songs. It's a drama series about a once famous rock band that reunites for one final record after their lead singer is diagnosed with terminal cancer. Mick Fleetwood's going to be the executive producer.
He's not projecting anything, right? He's healthy, isn't he?
Mick Fleetwood's going to be the executive producer and contribute music to the new series.
Yeah, no, but
that is the extent.
The plot line.
You don't know any
my knowledge.
Of the stars?
That'd be cool. If it's written well, it'd be great.
Is he trying to let everybody know he has cancer?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I said.
Yeah. Or is he trying to, you know, project that on Stevie Nicks or something? Tired of her crap. Yeah.
No, Stevie Nicks is his paycheck.
Maybe I can manifest this.
If she didn't stick with that band the whole time, that paycheck would have went away. She's the only one that ever left that band.
Doesn't mean he's not tired of her crap.
True. True. Yeah. Well, Lindsay was.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're all tired of Lindsay's crap.
Yeah, yeah. But that's not Fleetwood Mac without Lindsay Buckingham.
I'm with you.
It's just not. I don't care about that other version at all.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
Yeah. I think he was on tour.
Yeah, he just put out a new record. Yeah,
he was on SNL this last season.
Oh.
Yeah, he was. He was, yeah.
Yeah, he appears every once in a while.
He's amazing.
He's a running joke.
Well, no, he was the guitarist.
He was.
Yeah. He played with, I forget what her name was.
Yeah, it was one of the females that was on as a musical guest brought him on and said, and here's Lindsay Buckingham. And we all get, what?
That was great.
Right, I forgot who that was.
Well, we know who it wasn't. A lot of crap.
It must have been Cardi B.
Yeah. It
was not.
It was not Cardi B.
Halsey.
Yeah, I thought it was your girl.
Oh, yeah, it was Halsey. Yes.
Yeah, he performed with Halsey.
She's my girl. She likes to be called that, too.
She doesn't.
I was being facetious there.
I believe.
That's my girl. How you doing?
Does Halsey go by they?
Well, she's got a boyfriend. I don't know if she goes by they, but she's got a boyfriend.
What?
Some dude. She's banging some dude.
Halsey's
some lucky
pronouns.
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, she might.
Oh, you're a she. I think you're thinking of Demi Lovato.
Yeah,
she's
that. Yeah. Halsey's dating the dude.
I understand.
She still might be a they.
That's why I was surprised.
She's a they with a vagina. A nice one.
That's why I was surprised to read they and them referring to Halsey.
I didn't know that.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is from August. Apparently, she walked out on an interview because she goes by she and they.
Okay.
Which is a combination I've not seen before. Uh-huh.
No.
What's your pronouns?
Nor have I.
And what are your pronouns, puss? He and she, right?
He. Well, I guess.
She.
Hermie.
Apparently, she walked out of an interview with some magazine because they kept saying she and her. So she wants she and they.
I'll call her anything she wants, man.
That's kind of confusing.
Yeah,
very.
Especially for her boyfriend. You know, he's messing up all the time.
Can I just call you dude?
Yeah.
That's probably a no.
She doesn't look like a dude, though. Can't remember her boyfriend. I saw her sitting at the front side of a Laker game or something that with her boyfriend. It just said he had a T-shirt that said "Lucky son of a bitch."
Unless he says the wrong pronoun.
Yeah, maybe
in the middle of it all,
you got to deal with that crap.
When it's over.
She's out of the room now. I mean, they's.
That's really confusing.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
She and they really confusing to me. But I'm gonna let it go.
Yeah, I don't care.
It can be what
you
want to
call something different.
Whatever you want to be called, but
that's fine. But understand, it's kind of confusing.
I'm confused, but I don't care that I'm confused.
No,
I'll go with
do
it.
I.
Openly bisexual, and she announced last year that she both uses she, her, and they, them. So apparently that's how we get to she, they.
Threesome, too. That's what I'm thinking for that dude. Now that she's bi.
Yeah.
According to this, she had a kid with some screenwriter. Yeah. Named Olive Iden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that her boyfriend now?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, again.
That's the guy you're thinking of.
Right. And he goes by Guy Banging Halsey. That's what I would say. What do you go by? What's your pronoun? Guy Banging Halsey. Okay, cool.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Norwegian mass murderer. You may remember him from a few years ago. Killed 77 people in a massacre. He's looking for parole.
Oh, you mean the guy that shot that on that island? That thing?
In Norway.
Oh, that guy.
He killed a ton of people.
Yeah, 77.
There's a movie out there about that. Not going to watch that.
No, it doesn't look fun at all.
No.
He wants to get out on parole. Now, keep in mind, he was given a 21-year sentence because that's the longest sentence you can get there.
Oh. I'm thinking the 77 families might want to kill that guy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So he wants a parole, so he goes into the courtroom and gave Nazi salutes, wearing white supremacist messages pinned to his clothes.
What's wrong with that?
And
freedom of speech.
Yeah. Now, apparently, he's got the 21-year sentence because that's as long as you can get. But they can hold you longer if they decide that you're a threat.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, we're going to keep you longer than 21 years.
And so this guy might look like he's a threat.
Okay.
You don't seem so committed to the parole bit with the Nazi salute.
No, it's like
white supremacist messages.
No, it's like when Manson go up for parole every 3 years.
He'd
go up every, first of all, he carved the swastika on his forehead in the 70s. And then he would just go on every show. He goes, "I'm not guilty. You're the devil." Ah, they go, "You're cancerous."
Rehabilitation.
I mean, every time he went in there, he would just go, he would say something even nuttier. They go, "You're not here."
I watched one of his parole hearings.
In what year would it have been? Like every 3 years, you got one, I think.
Every 3 or 4 years, I watched one of them once, and they went to him, and he sat down and started talking, and they were cutting him off, you know, wouldn't let him finish and whatnot. He says, "Hey, look, come on, you know, at least let me finish." He says, "I've been preparing for this for whatever it was, 3, 4, 5 years. I've been preparing for this for only this for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So please let me speak." And you know, he was talking, and they said, "Well, do you feel any remorse for your crimes?"
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the remorse thing.
And he says, "I am very, very sorry, very sorry for the world you people have to live in." And he goes off.
Denied.
And then, exactly.
Rejected.
Big stamp.
No, we're
good. Big stamp.
Can't do it.
They should start putting that stamp on his forehead towards the end there. We're going to put denied over the swastika in your forehead. Guess who else, by the way? Surprisingly, if you remember what these guys look like, apparently are Nazis and white supremacists. Right Said Fred.
Really?
Of all people.
Yeah, I saw that this weekend.
This is, I don't know if you know the song, Nick. Well, you're as old as Puss.
Yeah, I'm too sexy.
I'm too sexy.
Yeah, those two shirtless, bald guys.
The way I'm disco dancing.
Yeah, and I'm surprised. Those guys were Nazis now.
That is surprising.
They probably always were. But that I'm Too Sexy was really gay.
Yeah.
And I think those guys might have been gay. So I don't know if that's how that meshes with
white
supremacy.
I'd say they look it.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw a headline somewhere that they're full on white supremacists now.
Man,
promoted a white supremacy live stream.
Yeah.
Hosted by a neo Nazi.
And with the I'm too sexy
for my cat.
And that's a Nazi song now. That's the best.
Surprised the Nazis even want those guys.
I know. Well, they already have the outfit.
Oh, they looked the part. They totally looked the part.
They do. Yeah, they do.
Is there any talk of the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers bring that Norwegian guy over here?
Yeah.
No word on that.
Sounds like he'd fit right in.
No, he would.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but, don't have right
said. He'd just be another mass murderer. Over in Norway, he's the mass murderer.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Here, he's just one of thousands.
Yeah. Especially the ones that go and shoot a bunch of people in a school or
you
a
have
concert
to do that
stuff like
to
that.
To be a mass murderer.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to kill more than one.
Hey, for Second Amendment.
Well, those two dudes are brothers.
Oh, that's why
not with each
they weren't
other.
Gay with each other then.
Yeah. Oh, and the one that I'm reading here came out in 91 as bisexual.
All right.
What are his pronouns?
I am
Nazi.
Not here.
He, Fred.
Bisexual white supremacist is an odd combination.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm open to love everybody, but also, you know, you got to keep this ethno state going. Right.
Yeah, you're not reproducing if you're gay the way that white supremacists want you to. But those guys are pretty white.
Well, some gay people seem to reproduce.
Oh, that's true. They can have sex with a woman and then have,
then reproduce. Come out.
They seem to.
My dad did that.
Oh, your dad reproduced,
They seem to. It's what we hear.
He probably loved that
as song. We look around the room. That's what we hear.
I forgot about
Dad likes Pippin.
I forgot about Mark. Yeah.
Verizon's latest cellular company to delay its rollout of the 5G near airports. The company released a statement stating the FAA and the nation's airlines have yet to resolve this issue.
Okay, I read what the real problem here is. The 5G in the 777s, the bigger planes, affects the altimeter.
Yeah, you can't land.
And you want your altimeter, especially if it's cloudy out.
They were saying that the planes land, they know how far they are to the ground, especially in clouds, exactly. And I also saw that since over in France, where they did this earlier, it's a bigger, wider section around an airport.
Two-mile radius.
In the United States, it's a lot closer, and it's like 20 seconds it turns back on to land or something like that. So, and they were just begging in the news, like, you can't do this, guys. Come on. Okay. But I didn't get the planning on that was all messed up.
How is this even a problem? You think the airlines could be like, hey, the planes aren't going to be able to land? They'd be like, oh.
You'd think so. And they were actually serious. They were saying, man, this is dangerous.
Well, and the whole thing, like the whole of Europe has figured out how to just do what they do.
But they didn't. They shrunk it around the United States airports, and it also goes away in 6 months. You'll be able to use it anywhere.
Why not? Okay.
I don't know. Just do what they do.
They figured it out. Just do that, and let's all move on.
Yeah, 5G is safe and fully operational in more than 40 countries, according to Verizon. But they work it differently.
They do work it differently.
They work it differently around the airports.
Yeah, they gave it a whole different, you know, I just saw a little story on how they did that.
If I was a pilot, I'd bring my own altimeter.
Yeah. Our pilot buddy listens, and you know what? He's laughing at us right now, so give us details on what you think about this.
Yeah,
Mike.
Ask him if he takes his own altimeter. You get one from
he
the
rolls
Bass
out a
Pro
tape
Shop.
Measure. You roll out a tape. Open the window, roll out a tape measure.
Make sure you bring your own adapter. Right.
Well, it just seems like everybody's overthinking it.
I know.
Somebody's got a plan that works.
They
just
did.
Do that, and let's all stop arguing about it. Yeah.
Mike, you're listening. I know you're here just eventually. Let us know. Yeah. Call us if you're on a plane right now. Just give us a call.
On your 5G.
Yeah.
Probably getting pretty good reception.
Into 5G range, give us a call.
Put it on autopilot. Every stewardess blow that thing up.
And I just saw this yesterday. It looks like Harry Potter's going to play Weird Al.
So, I got to hold on. I saw this tweet this morning. Somebody referenced us because of my unfortunate question to Weird Al.
Yeah, I imagine Weird Al might go on a press junket for this.
Oh, let's hope.
Is he involved in the movie in any way?
Oh.
Weird Al.
Al.
Yeah.
So
it's about him.
Broadway
a movie about me. I might like to have some say.
Broadway alum Daniel Radcliffe is set to star as Weird Al Yankovic in new biopic. Blah blah blah. Our buddy Brad Dixon is a local writer. Wrote for Tonight Show. He tweets out cool stuff. He said, "Either there's more to Weird Al than I think, or this is going to be a really dull movie." So one of our listeners says, "Why don't you ask Todd and Tyler about his parents?" I guess it's going to be a nerd in high school that discovered the, you know,
accordion,
writing weird songs. Obviously, his parents died a horrible death as an adult, and I'll never forget that.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
No, it seems like a pretty interesting story. I've read his backstory a little bit.
Yeah. Wallace is not, you know, he's not a big religious guy or anything, so.
I don't think so.
I'm not going to watch that.
Billboard had a report that is an audio report, and at the very end of it, there's a little bit of amusement here, and so let's play the end of, play the last 10 seconds of this.
Exploring every facet of Yankovic's life, from his meteoric rise to fame with early hits like Eat It and Like a Surgeon, to his torrid celebrity love affairs and famously depraved lifestyle.
There you go. That's what they're playing on.
Torrid?
Oh.
Celebrity love affairs?
He must have banged a lot of hot chicks.
Now, that's a lie. See, they're
Joking on it.
They're joking about Weird Al.
He wasn't ever drug or alcohol guy.
They're joking about Weird Al.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah. Weird Al never got laid or did drugs. So let's make fun of him.
He may have gotten laid.
Yeah, of course he did.
That's why you don't see a Weird Al behind the music. You know, there's no rock bottom.
No.
There's no comeback.
No. All right. I probably won't watch that.
That is going to be weird for the movie.
Is that guy, Daniel Radcliffe, Weird Al's tall, isn't he? Daniel Radcliffe is not.
He's grown since Harry Potter.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. No, I mean,
he's a full adult.
No, as an adult, he's not a tall guy. He's short. You look at the pictures of him. He's a short guy.
How tall is he?
I don't know. How tall is he and how tall is Weird Al?
Stopped looking that up.
Let's figure it out during the break.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.